In January this year, the Financial Conduct Authority launched its consultation on investment pathways and other proposed changes to its rules and guidance. The consultation closed in April, and the watchdog plans to publish its final rules and guidance by the end of next month. I'm Sophia Imerson, Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert. I'm joined today by Jonathan Parker, Director of DC and Financial Wellbeing Consulting at Redington, to talk about how investment pathways could help savers make suitable choices. So, Jonathan, firstly, under the FCA's proposals, how will investment pathways be used to help non-advised drawdown consumers?
The FCA is proposing that its pathways address a number of potential consumer harms that it's identified with the at-retirement market. What it hopes to do is, firstly, stop too many people investing their pension pots when they go into drawdown in cash, and thereby potentially missing out on future investment growth. And therefore potentially having lower retirement income. And the second harm is making sure that consumers know in the rounds what they're paying for their drawdown policy, so making charges and costs and transaction costs much more transparent so consumers can see how much they're paying.
And what do you think we can expect from the watchdog's final rules on investment pathways?
So we think that because the retirement outcomes review has been going for about 18 months and the FCA has done a lot of consumer testing and industry outreach and testing with all of the proposals that it had in the two consultations that it's released, we are not expecting any major changes to the rules as set out in draft on the consultation statement. So we expect the four proposed objectives and associated pathways to follow through to the final policy statement, and also the ancillary proposed changes around enhanced disclosure and things like wake-up packs to also come through as well.
And some people have argued that designing a simple set of choices is tricky because they might not fit a consumer's circumstances or preferences. How much of a problem do you think this will be?
We think that for most consumers, then they will fall quite neatly into one of the proposed four objectives that the FCA has set out. So effectively leaving the pension pot as is, taking an annuity, taking drawdown, or taking the full amount as cash. Now, there might be some consumers who want to maybe do a mix of those things, so maybe use part of their policy to buy an annuity and leave the rest invested. But the pathways as planned will cover all of those scenarios.
And do you agree with the FCA's proposals for smaller drawdown providers to be exempt from the requirement to offer investment pathways?
So we understand why the FCA has proposed leaving out those SIPP providers who don't have, I think it's more than 500 non-advised drawdown customers each year. But if you look at the number of SIPP operators that fall into that space, that's quite a few. And if they all have 500 customers, and they're all exempt from the proposed regulations, and that's quite a large number of customers each year who may potentially not get covered by the new pathways. So actually, we think it would have been more sensible to have the same rules applied across all of the drawdown market.
So if all providers were required to offer investment pathways, could this have a big impact on the market?
So there will clearly be additional governance and product enhancements that the providers will need to deliver in order to offer the pathways. But we don't believe that they're too onerous. So there'll be obviously four effectively investment strategies that are aligned to each of the objectives, together with the accompanying customer journey wording and disclosures around charges. We think if a SIPP operator is already offering, quite a complex product, then the hurdles to offering the new pathway shouldn't be too great.
Thanks, Jonathan. For more on DC pensions and investment pathways, please visit pensions-expert.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.